Avos Perek Dalet Mishnah Chaf Vav 426, and some Mishnahs were still in the middle of 420. And here we have Rabbi Yos Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yos Rabbi Yehuda, this is the Yehuda is Yehuda Bar Ilai, the one of Rabbi Akiva's five great students and a teacher of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the author of the Mishnah. So this is his son, and there are a number of Gemaras, primarily Yerushalmi, which talk about how his son Yossi, the author of this Mishnah here, was friends, childhood friends with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and they grew up together. Later on, it seems they disagreed on a number of halachic matters, but here you have them featured side by side. This according to the Gears of the Rambam, and this is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. It says, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Ish Kfar Bavli Omer. He says, notwithstanding what we said in the previous Mishnah, that it's good to learn when you're young, there are other things that are better when you're older. Halomen min haktanim, one who learns from like a young genius Torah scholar, but he's still in his youth. Lamahu Doma, what's the students comparable to? Like one who drinks unripe sour grapes and drinks wine from the press, meaning like from the vat where the press drained into, before the wine has settled and aged. So now, the question is, of course, what is this metaphor meant to analogize to? So first we have to understand that they're two separate things. He's saying grapes and wine. Why are those two separate things? So one approach is that grapes, you know, bitter grapes, sour grapes, you can know in 1 second. If you just put them in your mouth, ooh, you're, you know, it's sour, it's very pungent and horrible. Whereas drinking wine from the vat as it's drained into, so it hasn't settled properly, so there's still stuff floating inside there, you know, the yeast and the like hasn't settled to the bottom. And therefore, when you drink it, at first it tastes good, but then you get a stomachache because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't fit to be drunk yet. So the idea here is, first of all, when you learn from a young person, right away, it's just not necessarily sweet. And second of all, it may go in easy, but then when you think about it more, it gives you indigestion because it wasn't thought through. The idea being, of course, that a young person just is simply unsettled, unmature, immature in his outlook and his approach. And even if he's brilliant, but he hasn't sort of necessarily have the experience and the sensitivity and subtlety to have like a mellowed, rich Torah as one has like when a wine ages. This is still young and fresh. There and therefore sort of immature, premature to take Torah from him at this point. Let him first digest it and settle it in himself before he's ready to teach others. I should point out that there's some who learn that the difference in the grape and the wine is that the grape symbolizes Torah's hanigla, like the revealed Torah. It's sweet, as opposed to the yayin, which is Torah Sanistar, the hidden Torah, if you will, the same way that the juice sort of hidden within the grape and you can't see it. And the gematria of yayin is sowed, the gematria of wine is like secret, referring to the hidden portion of the Torah. So again, it could be that the metaphor here is we're talking about both their nigla and nistar Torah is both, you know, it's premature to get from them when they're young. In contrast, Haloman min hazakenim, one who learns from older people, L'mahu dome, what is he like? L'ochel anavim b'shulos, like one who eats ripe grapes, which of course are delicious. V'shose yayin yashan, and drinks aged wine. Aged wine more satisfying, aged wine tastes better, aged wine actually has the ability to, you know, b'smesamech you much more and rejoice, make you glad, and because it's fermented properly, and it's, you know, it's alcoholic, and so therefore it has that extra power to, as wine does, to both be soed and misameach, to satisfy you and to make you happy. So that is why you want to look for dafka, specifically an older teacher. And that is the approach of Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda.